He's watching you. God is watching you. His eyes will search throughout this world for one committed heart.
May all who come behind me find me faithful. May the fire of my devotion light their way. May the footprints that I leave lead them to believe, and the life I live inspire them to obey.
Before your very eyes, His wonders to perform.
Welcome to The Journey with Annie Meadows. Honest, thought-provoking, The Journey is a half-hour program airing every week. Listen as Annie shares from her heart and life experiences with the belief that you can be free, you can be better, and you can take courage. For questions, comments, or prayer needs, you may contact us here at Faith Runner Incorporated by calling us at 702-277-1911. Or visit our websites, faithrunner.org, where you will discover more of Annie's testimony, her music, and updates on prophecy. Or go to anniemeadows.com to join the adventure and discover Annie Meadows, the author. Let's join Annie as she brings her message to you today.
Hi, this is Annie Meadows, and today I am presenting a very special program. It is actually a repeat of the very first program, radio broadcast, that I ever presented. On January 15th of the year 2013, I had never had my own radio program before. I'd been on the radio and interviewed, you know, around the globe by people, but never did I carry the weight of my own program. And I remember being very, very nervous. But, you know, I listened back to this before I decided to release this, and I was kind of amazed that I don't think I was as nervous as I had remembered being. But I really want you to listen to this, because sometimes hindsight is 20/20. Let me say this. That was January 15th of 2013. Later that year, I faced a very difficult trial. Personal trial in my life. And then it just went from there. Every year after that, up until present, was just like 7 years of a lot of heavy-duty trials in my life. So when you listen to this program, bear that in mind, because it's very interesting, some of the things that I share. So I just want you to know that the journey will continue, but a little bit different. We've got some new things coming, new things we're working on. I'm actually going to be partnering with a couple of gentlemen, and it will take a little bit of a change in the program, a little twist, if you might be. I'm still going to call it The Journey, but it will be reworked. So if you are an avid listener of The Journey, then just enjoy the changes as they come. If you're new to the program and perhaps you are just listening for the first time today, again, this is a repeat program from 7.5 years ago. But remember, like I always say, God is watching you, and God bless you. And thanks again for listening and for supporting this radio program.
May all who come behind me find me faithful. May the fire of my devotion light their way. Good afternoon. This is Annie Meadows, and I am signing on for the first time to my new program, The Journey. Let me know if you've listened today, please. You can do so by going to my website, www.faithrunner.org, FAITHRUNNER.org. It's an exciting moment for me. Many of you know me from concerts, but this is a little different for me today, being surrounded by four walls and a microphone rather than a room or a whatever you'd call it, a church or an arena full of people. But whatever God calls me to do, I do. And I know that God's called me to go, and I thought this morning about Abraham, and I realize that as I studied Abraham, he didn't question God about how he was going to do it, where he was going to go, or even where he would get the finances. He just went. And so I'm going to strive, as I always do, to whatever God has given me to do. And I like to model a prayer today that Jesus prayed in John 17, verse 1b, the second half of that verse, where he said, "Father, the time has come. Glorify your Son, that your Son may glorify you." And I echo that prayer today to my Heavenly Father because I seek with all my heart to bring glory to Him. And so, you know, I was on Facebook with many friends, and I told them honestly that I'm scared. I mean, this is the first time for me doing this sort of thing. I've been interviewed many times all over the world on radio and on TV, but I've been on the other side of the microphone, and now God has put me in the hot seat. So, my friends, I hope that I will serve my Lord well, and you'll enjoy yourself. As in the music ministry that God gave me, I will strive to remain pure in heart, which can be translated utterly sincere. Another of my favorite scriptures, Matthew 5:8, "Blessed are the pure in heart, for they will see God." The serious pursuit of God will be a mainstay for this program. This all started, firstly, when I was out touring this past year. What God had laid on my heart to share in many occasions was my own personal relationship with Him and how that had grown and how it had changed so immensely these last maybe even 6 or 7, 8 years. I've been a Christian longer than that, but I'm sad to say that I didn't pursue God the way I pursue Him now in relationship and in His Word. And now it has become everything to me. I seek God every day, morning, many times. I've added afternoon to that. But more than that, I allow God to be a part of my every moment and my every decision. I've had people approach me even so recently and say, "How do you do that? How do you have that relationship with God?" And so I started deciding that I needed to be able to share that with people. And so it was the month of December. It was last month. I was preparing to come here to KKVV to be interviewed about the Christmas concert that many of you, go to each year out at Lake Las Vegas. And my best friend Felicity was with me that day, and she was the one who was going to be hosting the program that would be interviewing me. And as I was preparing to leave the home and getting ready, and girls, putting the lipstick on and all that, I was looking in my mirror, and God spoke to me so clearly, and He said, "I want you to have your own radio program." And I looked in the mirror, and I said, "Lord, don't I have enough on my plate already?" And He really, really stressed to me that that's what He wanted from me, and He would do the rest. So I came here to KKVV. Felicity told Fred. Fred said yes. And lo and behold, here I am today, January 15th, Tuesday, 2013, signing on for the first time. I've been told to be quiet many times and just sing, but I believe that God now has demanded that I speak. So the first time I was on radio, I was the age of 4. I made a great impact that day, and I also shocked a small town on the border of Kentucky and Illinois called Cairo. I had been taken down to the Chamber of Commerce. Now, I'm a Southern girl, as you can hear, and I was taken to the Chamber of Commerce to see Santa Claus, month of December. I was 4. And the place was packed with the parents and the kids. And I got up there and I said some shocking things that I can't say on the radio today. You wonder, how in the world can a four-year-old? Oh, well, yeah, I've always been Annie Meadows. And those of you out there that are listening that know me, you know what I mean by that. Well, after that, my mother, you know, took me home in shame. She laughs about it now. And my daddy said, never allow me to listen to that kid on the radio again. Well, daddy's in heaven now and probably holding his breath, wondering what I'm going to say. But here I am all these years later, and I've got my own program called The Journey. And God chose that title as well. So I just invite you, as the weeks go by on Tuesdays, 1:32 p.m., following my hero, Charles Stanley, that you will listen in. And I know that God has already given me a lot to share. I'll be sharing honestly, like I always share honestly. But what I mean by that exactly is I'll be sharing things that I don't normally share in concerts. I'm going to be opening my personal journals. I'm going to be discussing my personal pursuit of God, one that is seen by only God off the stage. My moments, my hours that I spend with Him. I came out of witchcraft. I know there are people, I suppose, all over this world listening right now. I even have friends I know in England that wanted to listen in. And I say hello to you in the UK. I came out of witchcraft. I was on the other side. I was practicing darkness. I was living in a cultic life. And Jesus rescued me from that. And I have established with my husband Exodus Faith Runner Ministries here in Las Vegas, Henderson, Nevada. The ministry that God has given me has always been marked by courage. Courage was one of the first songs I wrote. Courage was the title of my first album, and it's always been a foundation because I have, as I shared earlier in this program, always strived to follow God. And I encourage you today that if you are out there listening, number one, if God has called you to serve Him in some sort of ministry, some sort of way, that you do not be afraid. Like I said, I was scared to death when I walked in here today, but I know that Jesus is sitting beside me. It's as simple as that, my friend. God loves you, and He will be there to equip you for whatever it is that you need to do. In Matthew, the 14th chapter and the 30th verse, Peter attempts to follow Jesus and walk on the water. Yet, he doesn't keep his eyes on his Savior, and he begins to sink. And what does he do? He cries out, Lord, save me. And Jesus reached out, and he caught Peter by the hand. How many times has this happened to you? How many times have you failed? But Jesus has never turned his back on you. He's always reached his hand out, and he's always been there for you. Think about that, my friend. He'll never let you down. There are many people, there are friends that will turn their back on you. It's heart-wrenching. But you know, and I know, that Jesus will never let you down. My favorite scripture is Hebrews chapter 12, verses 1 and 2. Therefore, since we are surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses, let us throw off everything that hinders and the sin that so easily entangles, and let us run with perseverance the race marked out for us. Let us fix our eyes on Jesus. It goes on to the author and perfecter of our faith, but I want to stop right there. Let us fix our eyes on Jesus. And I fix my eyes on my Lord today, knowing that He's called me to this. I want to encourage you, no matter if you've been a Christian for 30 years, for 15 years, for 10, or if you just came to know Jesus, that you would start a pursuit of Him, that you would start now, that you would not hesitate. We are in the last days. Jesus is coming back. If you don't know Jesus, then this is the program for you. Because as you listen to the journey that I have walked, I'll have special guests come in who'll be sharing their journey as well. If you don't know Jesus, then I really ask you, I beseech you to be listening, because I'm just going to have plain talk. There are so many out there that have been tainted, that have been turned off because they have heard things that they don't understand or they can't understand. And I just want this to be plain talk. I want God to reach in to your heart through something I might share and be able to draw you close to Him as He draws me. Like I said, being a witch, turning my back on the darkness and pursuing God, and then wasting so much of my walk pursuing my own desires and wasting my time thinking that a Bible verse here, a little tiny maybe antidote would change my life. 5 minutes with God in the morning would change my life, and I found out that it does do nothing. You need to spend that time with the Lord. And if you go to pursue Him in that time, He'll make that time for you. I have a lot to do, people. You know, I begin touring again. I'm off the road right now, which is wonderful. I begin touring again in March. Looking forward to going out, seeing what God has for me in this new year of 2013. But my time with Him will always be the most important thing to me, whether I be home or whether I be on the road, whether I be in my living room or whether I be in somebody else's living room. Just very candid, very real. And I think that's what the world is looking for right now. Aren't you? Aren't you just looking for something that's just real? Aren't you looking for a God that you can relate to? Aren't you looking for Christians that you can see that perhaps they're not perfect, but they're in an utter pursuit of God and they're trying their best to let their light shine? Aren't you looking for that? If you are pursuing that, my friend, if you're looking for something real, then you found the right program to listen to. God is a good God. You know, there's been times where I have fought Him tooth and nail on decisions. For so long, and still, every once in a while, I slip back and think I know what's best, but I am learning more and more every day that He really does know what's best. I was reading in my devotions today how God will sometimes say no to our prayers. You know, I meet a lot of angry people. I meet people that are angry with God because they didn't get their way or because something bad happened in their life. It's a shame that we have to live for a time in this fallen world, but we do. It's a fallen world. And we have to realize that we are not perfect. I'm not perfect. And God doesn't expect us to be perfect. One day when we meet Him face to face, we'll be complete in our holiness. It says in God's word to be holy as He is holy, but that is a pursuit. God knows our weaknesses and He knows our humanness. So don't be discouraged today. I just invite you to get your Bible out or get a Bible and to start seeking God in His Word. To start looking deep. And Christian, if you've been that 5 minute Bible a day person, then I encourage you today to begin a pursuit of God like you've never done before. You know, most of the concerts that I'm involved in, there's always a level of comedy that comes out. I sat with the Lord this morning. I said, "Lord, you're so funny. You have such a great sense of humor." And I was thinking about this radio program. I actually even cried a little bit this morning because I was like a little girl scared, feeling like Daddy was calling me to something. And I sat there and cried a little bit. And then I just started laughing, and I realized that not too many days ago, God told me that I had a face made for radio. At first, I wasn't quite sure what He meant by that, and then I thought, "Are you insulting me, Lord?" He said, "No, It's just the way I made you, Annie. And you know what's so funny about that? My dear husband, he was talking to me about how the women in the Middle East, you know, cover up themselves because they're beauty. The husbands, you know, cover them up. All you can see is their eyes peering out. So my husband said to me, he says, honey, I think you are so beautiful that next time we go out, would you wear a paper bag on your head with just the two eyes cut out? And I'm thinking, I don't know, ladies. I don't know if I quite understood that or not. But anyway, here I am, Annie Meadows, sitting here today with a face made for radio, telling you to pursue God, telling you that you can do it, and telling you that I have really found some gold. I found some truth. I have found something that I never, ever thought that I could find. I never thought I could have this kind of a relationship with a living God, the creator of all the universe. Did you know that God is watching you all the time? That could be a scary thought for some of you. But he's watching you with loving eyes. So if you have any questions for me at any time, I welcome those questions. I also welcome any comments. Like I said, I do have a website. I'm on Facebook. I love Facebook, and I'm not so much of a tech person. I'm very old-fashioned in my ways. If it was up to me, I'd be living in the 1800s. But I do like Facebook. I enjoy it quite a bit. You could find me there, friend me. And my website, again, is faithrunner.org, FAITHRUNNER.org. As I am touring and you want to know if I'm in your area or where I'm going to be this year, you can go there and see a schedule as well. My music, it's just so strange for me to not break into a song at this time. I'm used to doing that, but I pray that this program has been understood and, you know, understandable today, that you've enjoyed listening. It seems to go by quite fast, 29 minutes. God is doing something new, okay? Courage. This is courage, sitting right here in this chair, talking to this microphone. I didn't even eat lunch today because I decided to semi-fast. Thought, God, what do you got for me? Well, one of my a good friend on Facebook emailed me and said, open your mouth and God will fill it. And I said, okay, then it's up to you, Lord. It's up to you. I have many guests that I want to bring in. I'm trying to think of people that would be very interesting to you. Maybe some different subjects we might visit. God has really laid some things on my heart. I have a notebook that I've started weeks ago when I first realized that I was going to be forced to do this. Some different subjects that I want to bring to the table, some different thoughts. I journal. I've been journaling since I was about 8 years old. I've journaled most of my life, and I have rarely opened any of that up to people. And so I really want to visit my journals. God has laid this on my heart, and I also have learned so much from my husband, Peter. He's discipled me. You know, it was Peter really that led me to the Lord. I had run away from home. I ended up on the street in Hollywood, California, pregnant, pursued, and got an abortion, which has been a devastation to me. I have regretted that my entire life, and I'm so thankful that I serve a God that is forgiving, a God who wipes away the past, and a God who makes us new again. I came back to Las Vegas, never ever expecting to have a ministry, never expecting to sing Christian songs. But my mother called me long distance when I was on tour, and I was on tour with a rock secular band, and she said a lady at church named Donna Thomas, who's become a good friend over the years, said that Annie one day you're going to be a gospel singer with a large ministry. So, you know, as I think back on those moments and I think of the first time that I arrived in Vegas barefoot with cut-off blue jeans and a rope belt and two pigtails, deeply involved in witchcraft, you couldn't really tell it by looking at me unless I wore my black cape, which I wore often. Never expecting to be sitting here in this seat talking to people about Jesus. Never being expected to be the person that would walk onto a stage and sing about God. Never expected to be the wife that would welcome people into my home to study prophecy. Never expecting to be the one that would lead the Las Vegas Ladies Tea Society. And as an extension of ministry, be able to touch hearts that have come for relaxation, hearts that may be hurting, my wonderful, wonderful tea ladies. And God has done it all of it. And so this first day, January 15th, has been a scary one for me. But I look forward to sitting down here, maybe even years from now, and remembering this time that I signed on. I know there will come a day where I'll be signing off. And I pray that when that moment comes, and as I stand before my Lord and my Savior, the God who created this universe, I pray that as I stand before Him, that He will look at me with loving eyes, with a smile on His face, and say, "Well done, my good and faithful servant." Don't you long to hear those words? Don't you long for that? Lord, we love you. And I personally give you the glory for this today. And I pray, Father, for those that are hurting. I pray for those, Lord God, that don't know you. And I pray for those that don't know you well enough. I pray that you would be their God as you've been my God. I love you in Jesus' name. Amen.
We hope Annie has given you something to think about today and the encouragement you need to continue on your journey. It is Annie's desire that you are spurred on to good works and that you strive for a higher calling. Your donations are greatly needed to keep this program on the air. You can give via PayPal at our secure website or by checks written to ECM. All donations go directly to the radio stations that air The Journey and are tax deductible. Again, our phone number is 702-277-1911. That's 702-277-1911. Join Annie again next week on The Journey, and may God bless you.
Bless you. Bless you.